the Jedi Hero and Princess Podcast, a.k.a. the Pretty Little Liars After Show.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you say.
I am your host and watcher of Pretty Little Liars since season one, Nick. Joining me is season four bandwagon jumper, Zoe.
Shut up, Nick!
And then we also have the guy who doesn't watch Pretty Little Liars, but did ball his eyes out over the death of McDreamy, Brent.
Stop it.
Did I get it right? Is it McDreamy?
God, yeah. It is.
Okay, I didn't know if it was a 50-50 shot. Didn't know if it was McDreamy or McSteamy. Don't know who's who.
I told
Nick
you
watches
that
Pretty Little Liars. Don't be embarrassed.
I do. Season one. Lucy Hale all the way. Come on.
Oh, my God. We're done. Yeah, we're done.
You could be her grandpa.
Just because it's the ABC family.
Oh, boy. It was good show tonight. I love seeing all four of the girls like in turmoil, like post-traumatic stress, going through their own thing. It's good stuff.
I thought it was a very boring episode, to be honest.
Oh, disagree.
Nick, this is our second podcast. We can't be doing this early into the podcast. We're going to turn everyone away from it.
Look, it's Disney-related. It's
ABC family.
Owned by Disney. Everything is up for grabs. And then
this is so true. I think next week's episode is going to be so much better because then we actually get to talk about Charles, you know?
Yes. Who is Charles? Hey, guys. Yeah. So I need some help. Right off the top of the show here. It's funny. Zoe sent me a related text not too long ago, and it fit into exactly what I was kind of going through the past couple weeks. I realized, especially after Zoe took basically 2 weeks to try to find a box big enough to send all the Disneyland 60th stuff she has accumulated for me over the past like couple of weeks. I realize I have this huge box of new stuff coming and literally nowhere to put it. I have officially here at my residence reached the point of overflowing stuff. Like literally when new stuff comes in, it has almost nowhere to go. Like, the box is stacked up, display stands full. I mean, stuff overflowing on the floors everywhere. And it's funny because Zoe did send me a text this week how much of a hoarder she also is. And we collect stuff.
I said slight hoarder.
Well, Zoe.
What,
come
Nick?
On. There's no slight about it.
I'm a full-fledged hoarder.
We are. So. All three of us. There's no shame in that. And I think a lot of people listening here are also full-fledged hoarders as well.
I'm moving in August, and I'm looking around my room right now, and I am terrified about what I'm going to do.
It's obnoxious. It's insane. We have a problem. So I've been going through a cleansing, all right? And I've been giving away stuff. I've been throwing out stuff, and I have been selling some stuff, especially to make some money to buy new stuff at D23.
To pay me back.
To pay you back. You're like, it's $27 to ship this box. You know
it was heavy.
You know there's some good stuff in this box that's coming to me. And just
I want pictures of this box when it's opened.
I picture little Zoe holding a box that's actually taller than her. So
it's as big as half my body.
Wearing her crystal mini ears.
Yes.
I don't know. Do you guys ever go through like a cleansing process every once in a while where you just got to get rid of some stuff to make room for new?
The last time I went through a cleansing like that, I was probably 12 years old selling all of my Nintendo 64 games to GameStop so I could buy a GameCube. And I regret it more than anything to this day. And I think that's the reason for my hoarding tendencies.
That's his biggest regret of life.
It is. It's up there. Selling all those N64 cartridges. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I do also regret stuff like that. I've sold old video games, things like that that I do
for
regret.
Pennies. Yeah. For pennies.
I know.
I don't have regrets like that.
Because of that, I'm scared to cleanse.
Is it because you keep or because you don't throw out?
I don't buy video games.
No, I mean in general. No. You must have some. But you buy a lot of disposable stuff, like clothing that will eventually wear out, makeup that will get used up.
True.
Right?
True.
Right.
But what about all my like 25 Disney things that are sitting on my desk?
I know. Well, I mean, eventually, isn't there a point of no return where there's
no?
No,
like, when am I going to want to get rid of my Ariel Big Fig?
Right. No, I'm not saying you'd get rid of that, but there's a point where you cannot add anything else to that desk.
That's not true. It was only Ariel to begin with, and now not only is it Ariel, there's Frozen, There's Stitch. There is a couple pieces of Amy Maverson artwork scattered throughout.
Oh yeah.
And there's a little crystal Vinylmation now.
Wow, it's growing. All right. Mm-hmm. So I came across something, and I need some help if I should get. And it's not Disney related, but I still need some help. If it's time,
I'm scared.
Is it time to get rid of this stuff?
Definitely.
I came across my Guitar Hero and Rock Band drum sets and
oh my God.
Guitars.
Nick, honestly, if you're thinking about getting rid of that, like, now is the time, because they're about to come out with a new one, and Guitar Hero and Rock Band are going to be like the hottest thing again.
Really?
Yeah, now is the time to do it, because people keep coming into the store looking for that stuff.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Noted. Man. Like, jump on it while it's hot.
Oh, my.
I think I have that.
I know, but they take up so much room.
I have the Beatles one.
So do I. I have a Beatles Rock Band one for the Xbox, and I have the Guitar Hero Nintendo Wii set, and I have about 4 or 5 guitars. I have 2 drum sets. And
oh my God.
Realistically, I have not used any of them in at least 2 years. So I came across this stuff, and it takes up so much room in the garage, and I'm like, should I, you know, is it time to get rid of it? So you're saying I might be able to actually make some cash on this stuff.
You can, but GameStop isn't buying them. But if you throw them up in the right place, you can get decent money for it.
Interesting. All right, good tip. I'm glad they brought that up.
I got you.
That's good stuff. You got my back. You got my back.
I got you.
Now, Zoe, last time we did a lot of talk about the Disneyland 60th stuff. You were a little under the weather when all the things premiered. But I think since then, you have been to all the new Disneyland nighttime shows.
Except for the fireworks.
Really? You still haven't seen the fireworks in person?
It's been windy. Today's the first day that they weren't canceled.
Oh, wow.
Week. Yeah, it's been super, super windy.
All right. So
I tried to go back twice, and it was windy. And they got canceled.
So what's your impression now? You've seen full World of Color in person.
I haven't seen World of Color.
Oh, so... So you've seen the parade.
I mean, we hyped it up so much last episode. I was like, that was like the bottom of my list of things to see.
So you've seen the parade.
I saw the parade and I sat my bottom on the curb for like 2 hours to get a good spot, and it was totally worth it.
Yeah, you loved it?
I loved it. It was so sparkly.
Good.
And I absolutely loved it. And what's so funny is that I really thought that I would love the Frozen float the most, because for obvious reasons, but I really like the Little Mermaid one better.
Yeah, what do you like about it?
I don't know. There's just so many colors, and there was just like a giant King Triton. There was just so much to look at. Like the Elsa, I mean, the Frozen one was epic, but at the same time, like the Little Mermaid one was so cool. And they had like little jellyfish like running around, and I don't know. It was awesome. Loved it.
So I guess the other two new things that you experienced were Matterhorn.
Yes.
And so what are your thoughts on that?
It was really scary. I'm not even kidding. Like Matterhorn doesn't scare me, like besides the fact that it's so uncomfortable and my back hurts when I get off the ride.
Right.
But the only I had no idea what was new. I didn't watch any of the videos on the Matterhorn. I didn't read anything about it. That was the only thing I didn't know. And like the beginning of it, there's like this like new scene where like Harold like comes up like on the side of you, like as it starts moving. And I screamed so loud. Oh my God. I thought Tyler, my boyfriend, was gonna like hit me, because I was like, oh! Like I was legitly afraid. Like I was afraid. I was upset.
I'm so excited. So the animatronic looks good in person. It looks amazing.
Scary. Scary as you know what.
Oh yeah. I'm excited.
I'm trying to keep the podcast PG for you, Nick. Less editing.
That's good. People had some complaints last time.
They can shove it.
Haunted Mansion. Everybody's flipping out about Hatbox Ghost. People who weren't even born when the Hatbox Ghost was taken out of the Haunted Mansion.
Okay, let me tell you, he has his own section in the ride. Like I was like thinking, like, where am I gonna find him? I gotta search through the ride. Like I need to look to my left, look to my right. Oh no, you round that corner. He's got his own section of the ride. Like he has his own like part.
Up in the attic, right?
It's like when you make the left before you go backwards, like by the trees.
Right. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Is the effect work in person very well?
Oh, yeah. It was epic. It was so cool.
Why did they take him out in the first place, Nick?
They could not get the effect
offensive.
To work.
Ooh.
Huh? No, I heard they couldn't get the effect to work.
Oh, I thought people were offended because he was headless.
No. They couldn't get the effect to work properly. And so it was only there for maybe a few days. It was, so like that's why the legend of this thing grew and grew and grew, because people went and saw it on opening day or close to or whatever, and then they came back and he wasn't there. So there became this huge legend about it. And because, you know, it was back in the, you know, late 60s, people weren't taking as many pictures, especially inside the ride, things like so pictures really didn't exist of it. And so people didn't believe other people about it. And that's how the legend grew, because people were saying, no, I swear this existed, but you couldn't find proof of it. And Disney wasn't releasing, you know, any info. Disney was just as, you know, shy with info then as they are now, I suppose, where they weren't saying, hey, yeah, we took it out, you know, sorry. But
I feel like now the rest of the ride needs to be updated.
Really? Does it stand out?
Yeah, it's like so epic. Like the rest of the ride obviously is cool, and it's like, you know, Haunted Mansion. But then you get to that part and it's just like so cool, and then it's like, oh, it's just the rest of the ride now.
Well, speaking of a cool update to an attraction, let's move on.
Oh, I like that. A cool update.
Walt Disney World.
A chilly update.
This was chilly one.
This was funny because a couple days ago, WDW News Today broke the story that, according to some information being distributed to some Disney travel agents, the new Frozen attraction at Epcot in the Norway Pavilion was scheduled to tentatively open on May 1st, 2016. So that was originally the little piece of news that we were going to talk about with the Frozen attraction. But we have since got some more information from the Disney Parks blog. This is Disney's first, other than their announcement that this was happening, this is their first look at what exactly this Frozen attraction is going to be. It has a title now, Frozen Ever After. And here's the description from Disney. It's an adventure fit for the entire family that'll take us through the Kingdom of Arendelle. The fantastic Disney storytelling combined with new technology and favorite moments and music from the film will make guests feel like they stepped into the magical world of Frozen. Was that a
I'm
clue?
So excited.
You're so excited. I know, right? So you originally, now you have a tentative date. You can start trying to possibly plan.
No. No plan until the date is set.
All right. Well, you can.
Because what if I miss it by like a day?
Right. Well, I mean, no booking, but you can start thinking about things, is what I mean.
Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah. Okay.
You can start penciling it in.
Oh, it's already penciled.
Well, because we're all
with
of
my frozen pencil.
Brett, if you look at her 2016 calendar, everything was just left blank and ready and open.
In case of Frozen.
She scheduled nothing in 2016 yet.
Nothing.
So guests will be transported to the Winter in Summer celebration where Queen Elsa embraces her magical powers and creates a Winter in Summer day for the entire kingdom. They will also visit Elsa's Ice Palace and the ice blue world of the North Mountain, along with other locations, before returning to the Bay of Arendelle. Of course, favorite Frozen characters, including the Snowgies from the animated short Frozen Fever, will be part of this new attraction, along with the spectacular sights inspired by the film. And then the Norway Pavilion's exterior will be expanded with many unique Norwegian architectural features, and the interior design of the Royal Summer House will reflect the cultural arts and crafts of Norway, providing a charming section for guests to meet Anna and Elsa. So there you go. There's some, you could see the concept art. They released one piece of concept art. That's at WDWNT.com. So Zoe, pretty excited. I know you've been really excited about this. It looks like it. So basically, according to concept art, it's going to be a boat ride. The boats are going to pay a little bit of homage to the Maelstrom. They look, if the concept art holds true, they look like the Maelstrom boats, basically. And we're thinking that it's possibly he's just going to travel the same course as the Maelstrom route took. Just put some Frozen scenes around. What are you thinking so far?
I was hoping that it would like be kind of scary and go backwards, but I don't think that's going to happen anymore. Like I thought maybe they would do something with Marshmallow. Remember we talked about this like a long time ago.
Right. I think it's possible they're keeping that in there. I don't see.
Well, I mean, it says that he's going to be like happy. Did you read? I read some article. I don't remember.
Oh.
I don't remember. I should have looked, but it went through the entire ride. Like it went through the entire ride. It started from the beginning and went all the way to the end. And it said that. After the Let It Go scene right here in the picture that you'll see Marshmallow, now that he's good and he's holding all his little Snoji buddies and they're all singing Let It Go.
This basically seems like a Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
But Frozen. Are you happy with that or did you want more interaction?
I mean, I'm excited. I mean, I don't even like whatever it is. I know it's going to be awesome. I'm like probably going to cry. I'm going to like freak. It's going to be like.
I want to go. I want to go with it. This is going to be awesome.
Like, it's going to be like when the Little Mermaid ride opened, but I think worse. Like, I'm so excited for this. I don't know. I thought they were going to do a little bit more than just literally leave the same course, leave the same boats and just change everything else. But I mean, maybe it's going to be so awesome with all the new technology that they have that it's going to look awesome. I mean, I'm just worried, like, they had so many problems with Ariel when the Little Mermaid ride opened and they kept changing her hair and they didn't like the way she was animated and Ursula had like clay arms and it was getting cracked. And like, I'm hoping that this is more like, I haven't been on Mine Train, but I'm hoping that it's like that kind of stuff because I've seen pictures of it. I'm hoping that it's a little bit more like that so it doesn't have problems and it looks real rather than looking like trying to be like an old school Disney ride, but you know what I mean? I'd rather just have the new technology.
That's my hope with this thing. And that's my fear too. I fear it's going to be just another old school Disney dark ride because I think the Little Mermaid, I think Under the Sea is a step up from your
that ride
original.
Is perfection. That ride is perfection.
From your, well, it's just for dark rides, as far as dark rides.
It's not like a Little Mermaid roller coaster or anything. No. Like, it's perfect for what it is, though.
Right. I think it's the best dark ride you have rides through the.
I mean, don't get me started on Mr. Toad.
Right. Where you have cardboard cutouts. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's definitely, the technology is there, but I hope this goes a step further. I hope this is not.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like, super epic. Like, super, like, I think it will, like, just by this picture. Like, it looks awesome. Like, it's like, there's like four versions of Elsa in this picture, and she's obviously standing on the top, like, which is my favorite scene of Let It Go.
We do have a little bit of controversy, though, with this. You know, people are. Number one, people are like kind of over Frozen. There's a lot of Frozen haters out there because Disney has put a lot of Frozen out all over the place. I don't know how much you guys want to go into that. To that, I really personally say that, look, Disney has the ability now to take a popular franchise while it's still popular and put it all over the parks. Now, I think it may be a little much. I think the fact that we're having Frozen Summer Fun again at Hollywood Studios is due more to the fact
movie would you like to promote?
No. Look, I'm all for it. I love the fact that we're putting it out there. I will say that I think bringing Frozen Summer Fun back to Hollywood Studios has more to do with Hollywood Studios being half under construction than really needed. So I'm all for it. No. And I think if you look back, it took Disney way too long to jump on the other more popular movie. Let's face it. This is the most popular animated film since Lion King and Little Mermaid, right? Beauty and the Beast. Those three.
This is correct.
Aladdin.
But I mean, look how long it took for those films. Those films were all late 90s.
Does Aladdin even have a ride at Disneyland? No.
No.
Why doesn't my poor Tangled ever get any love?
It does have
Tangled
a restroom.
Tangled is going to have a TV series on Disney Channel.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for it.
Isn't that exciting?
It's so exciting.
I'm very excited.
Mandy Moore and Zach Levi are voicing them too.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Is
that set for like 2016?
2017, I think.
Yeah, it's like far away. You'll be really old, Nick.
I'll still love my Mandy Moore.
Okay, I found the article.
It's from
the Wall Street Journal.
If this holds true, is it really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So if this holds true, does it seem like a pretty tame boat ride, like you said? Does it seem like it's taking you through a new story with the characters as they are now?
Let me give you a little synopsis here. It says,
spoiler alert, everyone.
Spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear, then don't listen. It says the setting for Frozen Ever After is the winter festival that takes place in the summer when the residents of Arendelle apparently celebrate their favorite season of the year in the midst of the polar opposite. While waiting in line, which is sure to take longer than the 4-minute ride itself, visitors will walk by Wandering Oaken's trading post. The trader with the thick accent will... Hold on, gotta scroll. The trader with the thick accent will occasionally clear steam on the windows and utter a hearty yoo-hoo to people walking by.
That's exciting.
We consider this scene one of the ride. Once you board your log, Frozen Ever After riders will see the goofy snowman Olaf.
Yes.
There you go. And equally goofy reindeer Sven.
Yay.
Setting up the winter festival. The next stop will be Troll Valley, dun-dun, where Grandpappy Troll tells the gathering of children the story of how Anna and Kristoff met. Before the log goes up the ramp to find Olaf singing a song while ice skating right next to Anna and Kristoff, who are singing with their friends, Sven.
I'm so excited.
Behind a set of doors is the moment any visitor is sure to be waiting for, obviously, Elsa, on a balcony singing Let It Go on her ice castle. I like that everyone else is doing something new and like getting ready for the festival, and then Elsa's just like belting out her hit. Anyways. Yeah. It's the centerpiece of the ride.
Do what you're good
the
at, bit- Elsa.
I mean, she does what she does, and she does it well, you know? The big, big scene. And it features elaborate effects to create simulated snow crystals soaring around the room. Visitors will next ride past Marshmallow, the giant formerly evil snowman from Frozen, and his miniature Snowgy pals, who show up in the short Frozen Fever, obviously. Marshmallow himself yells out Let It Go in time with Elsa's song before the log travels through a mist of clouds and reaches the final scene, which includes fireworks and a wave from Anna, Elsa, Olaf, Sven, and Kristoff. So I'm assuming kind of like the end of the Little Mermaid ride.
Yeah.
And then it just says cutting edge, new technology.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's basically it.
I'm excited.
But yeah, there you go. There's a little ride through. You're welcome. See, I did research.
I'm excited. Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. I'm all for this.
Me too. It's going to be super cute.
And I'm fine. Honestly, as big of an Epcot person as I am, I'm totally fine with putting some of this stuff into the World Showcase. I'm all for interesting. I'm all for exciting new technology. Look, you could say all you want about the World Showcase being about learning the culture of these countries. Let's be honest. When we go to a theme park, we want to have fun. We want to have a mixture of this stuff. Now, I don't think being honest again, taking out Maelstrom, I don't think you're losing any cultural insight into Norway by taking out the Maelstrom boat ride. Oil rigs, polar bears, and magical trolls. Come on. It was a great...
They kept the trolls, obviously. Right.
It was a great thing. I think by doing this, you're going to be able to add even more Norway culture that people can get up close to and mix it in with the Frozen stuff. Now, I love this idea. Like, I'm all for, like, you know, doing Ratatouille in France and different things like that. I'm totally for that. I mean, look, you already have the princesses all over the World Showcase.
Right.
I think I love it. I'm all for interesting, new, and exciting. And this really brings another aspect to Epcot that was really sorely needed.
I agree.
But we have some haters out there. And Brent has agreed to do some. These are all actual comments taken off of the Disney Parks blog, and Brent has agreed to do some dramatic reenactments of some of the comments that
we
found.
Keep in mind that you posted this publicly, and if you didn't want to get made fun of for it, you shouldn't have posted
it. Yeah, we won't use names. We won't use names. But
and also, I haven't heard this yet, so I apologize for whatever I say.
All right, Brent, what's the first one?
Well, that's sure something. I will bet that the Norwegians are thrilled that their pavilion is going to have something this, magical?
Oh my god, why is there a question mark?
It's actually not a question mark, it's a period. He's pretty adamant about
it. It's just like magical.
It is magical.
Just like pissed about it. Mm.
Just pissed about the...
Who hates magic?
I guess Norwegians.
Obviously.
According to this guy.
All right, give us another one, Brent.
All right, here we go. So basically nothing about the history or culture of Norway? That was a period, not a question mark. Oh, so basically nothing about the history or culture of Norway. Wasn't that the whole point of the World Pavilion, to educate people about other cultures?
Right? Come on.
I don't know. Just go open a book, man.
Right?
Don't go to Epcot. Yes.
Yeah, don't go to Epcot.
I don't know. Plug your Froders on the line or something or whatever it's called.
Gee, family, yeah. let's go to Epcot and learn all summer instead of having fun at the, you know, with the Magic Kingdoms.
If you want to, I mean, like, no offense, if you want to actually learn about Norway, like, go to Norway.
So that's not all the Frozen coming. We mentioned the Frozen Summer Fun returning at Disney's Hollywood Studios, but guess what else we are getting?
What, Nick?
During Frozen Summer Fun at Disney's Hollywood Studios, you'll be able to enjoy the new animated short Frozen Fever, along with a peek behind the scenes at the making of the film. Frozen Fever will be showing at the ABC Sound Studio twice each hour, beginning 10 a.m. daily from June 17th through September 7th. So you can sit there and watch it over and over and over and over and over and over again.
I still haven't seen it yet.
Frozen Fever
was,
of course, the short that was before the live-action Cinderella film. What's really cool is that Frozen Fever will be on the Walt Disney Animation Studios Short Films Collection, coming soon to digital HD on August 11th and the Blu-ray August 18th.
And there's a
nice collection of films on there. Paper Man is on there.
Paper Man is so good.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hey, Nick.
Yes.
Is the ABC Sound Studio where the Drew Carey show used to be?
Sure is. Sounds dangerous.
Oh my gosh, I used to love that. Anyway, sorry. Carry
you
on.
Are the only one.
What?
That loved that. That thing is...
I thought I used to watch the Drew Carey show all the time.
Wow, that's funny. That's one of the most made fun of attractions in like Disney World history. Yeah. It's on everybody's like worst attractions ever list. That's amazing.
I used to like it.
Yeah, no, I hate to admit it, but I actually did too.
Right?
I used to enjoy that. I thought it was funny. I thought it was well put together.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, it was a nice get out of the sun.
I mean, everything in Florida is like get out of the heat. Anything's better than that.
Right. And now it's time for Brent to dramatically read another comment on the Frozen attraction from the Disney Parks blog.
This is exactly what I expected when I heard Maelstrom would be rethemed to Frozen. Still not sure what the fictitious land of Arendelle has to do with the World Showcase, but I'm sure the kids will love it. Good job, Walt Disney Imagineering. You dreamed it, you did it.
Just a tiny hint of sarcasm in there. You guys excited about Inside Out? Zoe,
I'm really excited.
You just got into an AP screening?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's an event and screening.
When is it?
It's Saturday.
You think you're going to get to see like stars of the film and stuff like that? They do that in California.
I don't know, but they on the, I read the email again and it says you need to have park access. So I'm wondering if we, cause it's a 3-hour thing. So we're going to see the movie at 12 and I'm assuming the movie's not 3 hours long. So I'm assuming there's something afterwards, either in the park or something like that.
That's really cool. That's like the Disney Park blog meetups that we usually have here. I couldn't get into it. We just had it and I didn't get in. Unfortunately, so you have to tell me all about it. And usually don't respond in time to get into that stuff.
I know, but one of my friends told me about how to get like the updates to my phone through Twitter. So every time Disney Parks posts a tweet, I annoyingly get it to my phone. But then I also get the ones that say, hurry, like sign up for the... And I'm like, oh, great. And then I went right on and did it.
So it's coming out soon. People are going to start seeing some.
I'm super excited. I've seen really good reviews.
Yep. But this summer, Disney's California Adventure Park. Did you hear about this?
Oh, it got great reviews. Yeah. They pre-screened it at Cannes and like it was a 9-minute standing ovation or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It looks like an amazing. And I think people are craving Pixar. We didn't get one last year.
Original Pixar.
Right.
That's what I'm craving.
Yeah, we
like an original idea.
We've had a lot of prequels. Pixar. We've had a lot of prequels lately.
And I'm not counting Brave as an original idea either. That's a freaking fairy tale princess movie.
I forget that Brave is Pixar.
Yeah. At California Adventure, Inside Out is going to get a special pre-parade appearances with the movie's characters, the five emotions, joy, fear, anger, disgust, and sadness. Arriving just ahead of the daily performance.
You said fear, funny.
I know.
He really did.
I was waiting for you guys to say that. That's my accent there. Fear.
Yeah, I like that better. Fear.
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 Arriving just ahead of the daily performances of the Pixar Play Parade.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So that starts on June 19th. And that's also when the
I hope they have a meet and greet.
It's also when the film comes out. Me too.
That's what I was assuming that I was going to go into the park to do. You know, I was assuming that in the park there would be a meet and greet.
You are. At these things, that's what they have. You're going to have a meet and greet. But
I'll
also
wear a cute outfit.
But yes, definitely go prepared to meet fair. But
I like disgust. I feel like we're on the same level.
But you might also, you sometimes get the movie stars out there. Like people, when you guys had the Cinderella preview,
you
also got to meet, what's her face? Lily Allen and the guy in whatever his name is. So,
yeah, you have to send us pictures, Zoe. I'm interested in this.
Of course.
And then, so speaking of the Pixar stuff, did you guys see the teaser trailer for Good Dinosaur?
I sent you the link to the teaser trailer. Don't be asking me.
The magic of podcast.
I watched it.
Just go along with me, Brent. Just go along with me like a good little
girl. Yes, Nick. Of course I watched the podcast.
Yes, yes.
No, so we all watched it. I wasn't sure if Zoe watched it.
I watched it.
All right. I got chills. I didn't know that's what the thing was about. I really didn't. I stayed away from a lot of stuff about this.
Wait, what did I miss? Why did you get chills?
I don't know, when the comet missed Earth and that's what the whole premise is.
Oh, God.
I was like, whoa.
I was just excited because I've been following this movie for a while and they just couldn't get it right. I think it had three directors go through it. It's just finally exciting to
I didn't know that.
Really? You didn't find that pretty epic when the comet missed?
I thought it was epic. I used to love Land Before Time when I was little, so I'm sure this is going to be great.
Me too. Land Before Time.
Everybody loves dinosaurs. It's going to be so good.
I kind of,
not to go off the Disney trail, but I kind of want to go see the Jurassic Park movie.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Okay, but that's so out of my bubble of things that I like to go see. I would never go see that movie.
Now I'm interested.
I saw Jurassic Park when it was re-released last year, and that movie holds up.
It does.
It holds up, except for the opening scene. The opening scene is laughable. But after that, it holds up.
It really, really does. Now, Zoe, did you see the first three?
Three what?
Oh, God. This is the first Jurassic Park movie.
No, I haven't seen any of them.
Oh, wow. Are you going to?
No, Nick, she's got to watch Iron Man first.
Wait, doesn't she have to see Jurassic Park before? I guess not.
Why not? It seems like a great plot. It's we have a theme park of dinosaurs.
Yeah,
our own dinosaur. Why do I need to watch the other movies?
It's a complete reboot. The only returning character is B.D. Wong, and he's playing a character that was in Jurassic Park for 15 minutes.
I want to see that guy that was in... Oh my God.
What's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Wait, are you telling me that this movie isn't based on the story that they failed a bunch of times creating this and then finally got it right?
It is. It is. Okay, but there's going to be very few references.
Okay. We're done with this topic. I'm sorry I brought it up. On to the next.
But you got to see.
Hashtag Force Friday.
What? Wow.
Skipping ahead there.
That's impressive. You really impressed me there. I was like,
what?
Star Wars. You even know what that is?
No, I'm just reading the thing.
By the way, Zoe somehow saw these at the Disneyland.
I sent you the photo.
You did not send me the photo.
I sent this just now.
Oh, just now. She saw Death Star balloons at the Disney
park. Yeah, they're cool.
And
it
never dawned on her to say, oh my goodness, Nick would die over these.
I took the photo specifically so you could post it if you wanted to. I cut all the people out. I don't know if you looked at my photo.
No, I
took the picture in front of the Star Wars attraction.
It just happened to be
my anniversary, and I wasn't focused on sending you the photo. I forgot.
I tend to not do what? She sent me this photo now while we're recording.
He tends to not look at things when they're sent to him.
Oh, boy. No. What is she trying to tell me? That she sent it to me when she saw it?
I'm trying to tell you that I saw it and I was like, oh my God, Nick is going to want to see this. He's going to flip.
And
she had you in mind but forgot to send it to you because she was distracted with her anniversary.
Okay. Right. So you're sending
me
the
photo
now?
And then you reminded me and I was like, crap.
The intentions were good.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry.
I didn't take the picture for personal
reasons. So you knew it was a Death Star?
I knew it was a Death Star.
Really?
I did.
Okay.
Tyler was very impressed.
I told Brent that you probably thought it was just a gray balloon with an exposed exhaust port.
No. Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Well, I mean, to my defense, it was in front of the Star Wars ride, so true. I figured it had to be like.
And they have Baymax balloons too, Brent.
Why have you not seen that? They've been there since the movie came out. I haven't
seen
these.
No, never seen those either.
Oh my God, I've Instagrammed them before.
Here is Brent again with yet another dramatic reading of a comment about the Frozen attraction off the Disney Parks blog.
I'll pass.
Short,
simple. Sweet, and to the point.
I'll pass?
Just all pass.
I'll pass.
I mean, they came. PG,
keeping my thoughts to myself.
They came, they dropped their little comment, and they left. I mean, got the point across.
Let's now head into Docking Bay 94.
94.
It's time for the Kessel Rundown. A quick look at the latest Star Wars headlines. For you fans, Star Wars Rebels Season 1. I think Star Wars Rebels is fantastic. I'm absolutely loving this show. The characters are amazing. Very popular characters at Star Wars Weekends, yes.
We got some vinyls for them, too.
Star Wars Rebels is an animated series. It's on Disney XD. It's going to be released on September 1st. So it's pretty exciting. I love this TV show is insane.
Brent, are you going to the celebration? Celebrate the launch of Star Wars toys at Toys R Us Times Square at midnight?
Fan extravaganza. Hashtag Force Friday.
So Nick, because I live like a subway ride away from this, I have to go, right?
Yes, September 4th. September 4th, listen to this. Force Awakens opens up in December. Well, Toys R Us doing the launch of all the toys for Star Wars Forces.
Do you know who loves Star Wars toys?
Nick. Who?
Nick.
Oh, okay.
Nick, it's going to be so crazy.
I said like three of them.
Fans are insane.
Oh, I know. No, you're going to be... God. I'm not expecting it. Like, I just want to see pictures. I want to see you there. I want you there.
No, Nick wants
I'll
stuff.
Go. I'll definitely go, but it's not going to be like stuff. A 12-hour wait.
No. Just go. Like, I'm not expecting you to like be there in line and get me stuff. Like,
I'll definitely go. Don't worry.
But he's expecting stuff.
It's the official
launch. He's expecting stuff. He just doesn't want to verbalize.
Exactly. He understands me.
You'll get the angry text next week.
Brent and I have an understanding.
No, Zoe, I'll get the passive aggressive "Can you get me one" text.
or the passive aggressive "Hey, how close are you to the front?" Hey.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Like, I won't actually ask for stuff, but I'll be like, you know, if something happens to follow your way, you know, hey, any update
or the "Can you get two?"
Yeah. What's the limit?
Oh boy.
When I almost got murdered at Star Wars Celebrations in Anaheim getting a Lego set, the only thing Nick said is, "Do you think you could get another?"
Yep. I care about my friends. Force Awakens toy launch. This is huge. This is amazing.
This is really cool, and I'm very excited for it. And I will go with Rebecca's brother. Don't worry.
I don't know what I'm excited about. But.
Apparently, some stuff is already popping up. The new stormtroopers already kind of showing up on eBay and stuff like this from the Hasbro Black series.
Yes, and, from what I'm hearing about this, it's the first figure of The Force Awakens.
Right.
It's a figure that's going to be available to everybody, but apparently San Diego Comic-Con is getting a special boxing with a book, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying too.
Right, but some of it's already appearing. Like, and some of it's like even with parts missing and stuff. Like, it seems like the equivalent. If you're familiar with Pins or Vinylmation, we have the Gracon Scrappers. That's what this seems like to me.
And $130.
People are paying hundreds or even up to $1,000 for this stuff. Stuff you're going to be able to go to Toys R Us and buy eventually.
Zoe, go to San Diego Comic Con and get me a Stormtrooper.
Hey guys, it's time to suit up.
Avengers, assemble.
Let's take a quick look at the latest Marvel headlines.
Do I know how to pick a team or what?
I'm impressed.
Oh, of course you are.
Show off.
Yeah, so Zoe, I know you caught this.
I did.
They're starting to push Ant-Man pretty big. There's a new TV spot out. I think you want to talk about what you saw today during Pretty Little Liars.
Oh yeah, I did. There was a little Ant-Man. There was an Ant-Man preview in between the commercials of Pretty Little Liars, and it actually looks pretty good.
And apparently, June 19th, the same day as this Inside Out event, you can see an exclusive sneak peek of Ant-Man: A California Adventure.
Great. That's perfect. It'll be right in Bugs Land.
A limited time starting June 19th, this special preview will give you an advanced look at scenes from the film, presented in 3D with in-theater effects that can only be experienced at Disney parks. And don't miss the opportunity to check out the Ant-Man suit from the film, also on display. So, Zoe, you got to go and get me pictures.
I'll go. Don't you worry.
Zoe, are you pissed that they take away Bugs' life to
No, I could care less. I hope they blow that place up.
Tough to be a bug? No, but the tough to be a bug.
I hate Bugs Land.
You don't like It's Tough to Be a Bug?
I like it inside your tree of life.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't think it belongs at California Adventure where no one goes on it.
Yeah, I agree. But don't they also take up the Muppets Theater? What's in the Muppets Theater right now? Frozen, huh?
Frozen, the best thing ever.
Anyway, continuing with the Ant-Man, the Ant-Man train we have going on. Ant-Man is the theme of the June Collector Core box. For those who don't know, the Collector Core is Marvel and Funko's subscription service. So you get a box of Marvel goodies every other month, and this one's themed around Ant-Man. And they haven't shown anything that's inside yet, but they showed the box, and it looks awesome. If you want to take a look at it, go to collectorcore.com. It's right on the front page. And that's all we're getting until around June 14th when the boxes start shipping out. Next up is Daredevil. Daredevil was the big breakout Netflix series that became an overnight hit. I think it crashed the Netflix servers when it aired back in April.
It is so good.
I have to confess, I am only on the fifth episode of
All right. Well, this isn't really a spoiler alert, but anyone who watched
Well, I'm on no episodes of
This isn't a big spoiler. My favorite scene so far is the hallway fight scene.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Basically, Zoe, there's this fight scene in the show where it's one take, and it just shows him fighting like maybe 12 guys in a hallway, and the camera angles are like zooming between rooms. It's insane. You should YouTube at least just that one scene.
And then,
I love how he gets tired, because you don't often see that in fight scenes with superheroes.
I'm excited to watch. What movie am I watching, Brent?
Iron Man. You're going to love Ant-Man. You're going to love Iron
Man. I'm going to love Ant-Man. I don't know how I feel about the title Ant-Man. I really like
Iron Man.
But I like Paul Rudd, so maybe
you'll love all the men. Don't worry, Zoe.
Yes.
But it's like so like what do I buy from that? What Ant-Man merchandise would I bring home?
You won't.
No, I won't. Maybe it's better. Maybe I should start seeing Marvel movies and I'll buy less.
I'm sure you'll find something to buy. Rebecca has like Iron Man toys in her room.
They do have an Iron Man dress at D Street.
Yeah, Rebecca has an Iron Man dress. So Daredevil was this like breakout hit, and a lot of people really liked, you know, the dark, edgy tone as like a departure from kind of the upbeat, almost Disney-fied feel of the cinematic universe movies. So Disney Consumer Products is going to start merchandising Daredevil. They've unveiled a lineup of product partners for the new Marvel Daredevil series. Daredevil's already been renewed for a second season there in 2016, and product will begin arriving on shelves soon after that and carry through to the next year. The products will incorporate...
show looks kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The products will incorporate key art, including the Marvel's Daredevil logo, which I have on a t-shirt, Daredevil's new red suit, and the Nelson and Murdoch Law Firm logo, along with classic comic book artwork. That's what I'm pretty excited about.
I like the Law Firm logo. I think that's
cool. Yeah, the Law Firm logo is cool. To jumpstart the new program, DCP has collaborated with key licensees who will translate the gritty tone of the series into lines ready for retail. Mad Engine, Sea Life, and Mighty Fine will introduce new apparel. BioWorld will debut hats and accessories, while Funko will roll out a line of collectibles. And Cafe Press will launch 116 different designs across a wide variety of different products. Other partners on board include Ruby's Costumes, Silver Buffalo for travel mugs and wall art, and Trends International Posters. Products will be sold in most major retailers with a focus on specialty players such as Hot Topic, FYE, Spencer's, and comic book stores. So it sounds like they're going not like very mainstream with it, but kind of like niche-y, like almost tchotchke feels to it, but it's going to have like this dark tone, and I think that's pretty cool. You don't see a lot of stuff like that out there.
That's exactly what they need to do with that one. That was great.
Who's the blind guy?
The blind guy is Daredevil.
Oh.
Just start with Iron Man, just Zoe. And we'll Zoe.
Wait. Are all the Marvel movies set in New York?
No.
Oh.
Zoe, stay away from the Ben Affleck Daredevil.
Yes, please.
What do you mean?
Don't get confused. There was a Ben Affleck movie years ago, Daredevil, with Jennifer Garner. That was the only saving grace of that. Don't watch it.
Wait, really. What am I watching?
Netflix. You want to stream it on Netflix?
No, I'm watching something right now. I see this scene you're talking about in the hallway where they're all beating each other up.
Yeah, epic.
All right, here's some quick casting news around the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Even though Avengers is in theaters right now, Ant-Man's coming out in about a month, it's never too early to start talking about the upcoming movies, and Doctor Strange is getting a lot of steam right now. It's this kind of like, it's exploring like this mythical part of the Marvel universe. And Tilda Swinton is in talks to join Benedict Cumberbatch, who's already cast as Doctor Strange in the movie.
She has a nice cape.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. It's a really cool story with that. The actress is up for the role of the Ancient One, a Tibetan mystic guide who mentors Doctor Strange. And it's interesting because in the comics, this was actually a male. So I like that they're kind of mixing it up a little bit.
Hmm.
Dr. Strange is a former surgeon who is unable to continue his work after a bad car accident. And she mentors him through the art of magic. And yeah.
Ooh. I'm raising my hand right now as if you guys can see me to like wait my turn to talk. Why does he have a really long belt?
Belt?
Yeah, he has like some sash around his waist and it's extremely long.
It's all part of, like, he's like a magician, pretty much.
That doesn't say he looks like a magician.
Yeah, he uses, like, he loses the ability to use his hands. So he starts dabbling in magic.
Gotcha.
It's cool.
I don't like this. She's getting too excited for Marvel.
I won last time, Nikki. Yeah, I sold her on it. Star Wars
has been out forever. I don't know. I'm gonna give them both a fair chance, and then weekly we'll refer back and see how I feel.
No, you will like Marvel better. We'll have a little
section say Zoe reflects on her findings this week.
There is no doubt. I mean, I could try all I want. You will like Marvel better than Star Wars.
You think so?
Girls like the Marvel movies.
No, yeah, no doubt.
I really want to like Star Wars though. Like,
you might get
it looks
into
really
it.
Cool, and I don't get it.
And you might get into it, but you won't love it. I think as much as you'd love the Marvel universe. Now you might like Force Awakens. Might change things. Who knows? But we'll see.
Okay, let's not push it. I'm not going to see the new one.
Oh, carry on, Brett.
Continuing with the casting, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the TV show on ABC, up two guest actors from season two up to series regulars for season three. Luke Mitchell, who plays Lincoln,
good choice.
The Inhuman, has been up for season three, so I'm sure we'll be getting some Sky romance with him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And Henry Simmons, who plays Agent Mac, has been up to a series regular as well. And I think that was a good choice.
Excellent.
Swinging back to Daredevil, and this is something I'm so excited about. John Bernthal has been cast as the Punisher for season two. Now, the Punisher is also a character who has been butchered by poor directing in the in non-Disney produced Marvel movies. So I'm really, and he's kind of a darker character, and I'm really excited he'll have the opportunity to shine on the Daredevil series. And John Bernthal is a great actor. He was on Walking Dead. He was one of the high points for me of that show when he was still on it. He's a cop whose entire family gets murdered when they're on a picnic. And the police force does nothing about it. So he like quits being a cop and becomes like a vigilante to like avenge their death. Mm. And almost becomes like a hitman. He was introduced
Nick,
in Spider-Man.
Hey, Nick, so this is kind of like how Toby joined the police force to like get into the crimes and stuff? To like figure out what's going on? Okay, great.
Perfect. So the Punisher's a little more tough than Toby.
No, I'm still putting it out there. I think Toby has something to do with A. Just saying.
I never trusted Toby.
They still haven't solved who A
Toby,
is on that show.
Toby has that tattoo, Nick.
Yeah, I've never.
You know that tattoo?
Yes.
Remember? It says like free at last or whatever, and it has that date?
Yep. I've never, ever, ever trusted Toby.
Right? Him and Jenna. Something's going on. She's not blind.
No,
they
of course
still
not.
Haven't found out who A is yet.
No. Brent, we don't know.
Tell us about some toys, Brent.
Toys.
Yeah, tell me about some toys.
All right, here's a toy that I'm really, really excited about. So Agent Carter is getting a Pop vinyl figure. It's shipping in August, and I'm not the biggest Funko Pop fan, but this one looks great. It's got she's holding the chalice that has Steve Rogers' blood in it, if you watch the show, and she's wearing that big red hat. And it's just cool to see Agent Carter kind of getting some merchandise. It was kind of on the fence for getting renewed. I'm really happy it's getting a season two. It's going to be really cool, taking place in L.A. In the 50s during the atomic period. And cool. I think this is a great looking figure.
Just goes to show, as much as you can hate a product, if they do it in the style of something that you the franchise you enjoy, you're going to get it.
Right.
It's not true. I think this is one of the better looking ones. The quality looked pretty good in the design.
I love Funko. I have toy problems.
I love how you say that. Funko in photos looks excellent. When you get it in person, it doesn't
look
as good.
Wait, Nick. She's going to be a freaking bobblehead.
Funko has a lot of
quality issues.
Yes. Is she going to be a bobblehead?
I don't know.
I have a group bobblehead.
Anyway, so that ships in August, I believe.
And yes.
Yeah, we get that.
Entertainment Earth is taking pre-orders for it now.
Excellent.
Little video game news. Traveler's Tales debuted the new LEGO Avengers video game coming out. Yeah, the trailer looked pretty good. I like how they do voice acting in these games now.
Yeah.
And it had that same kind of LEGO charm that you expect in all of those LEGO games. And GameStop is actually having a Silver Centurion minifig available as a pre-order exclusive. And the game's due out this fall. And the minifig looks great. I'll be grabbing a couple of those for sure.
Yeah, I'll be...
A couple.
I'll be pre-ordering.
I'll be getting one.
Oh, we have a LEGO Jurassic Park game, and we have like 50 poly bags of LEGO Jurassic Park.
What is
toys.
It?
Toys. I grabbed like a bunch.
What is
it? It's like a Velociraptor, like around.
Nick likes toys.
Like a little station. I'll send you a picture.
Oh my God. Don't give him anything, Brent. Send it to me instead and we'll taunt him.
Yeah, Zoe's getting this one.
All right, Brent, give us another dramatic reading of a comment about the Frozen attraction directly from the Disney Parks blog.
In my opinion, this is a very bad idea. What's next? Removing the American Adventure for a Phineas and Ferb ride?
Yeah!
I don't hate it.
I don't
hate it.
Animatronic Perry walking up
throwing
steps.
Throwing Aladdin ride in there. I'm ready for every country to have like a new ride.
Perry and Mark Twain side by side in the American Adventure telling us his...
Oh my God.
Howdy! Here for the big race, huh? It's gonna be fun!
New Cars Land merchandise cruises California Adventure Park. Zoe, did you see this?
Vroom, vroom.
Did you see this, Zoe?
Yes, I did, Nick.
Well, see, the good thing, unlike the Disneyland 60th stuff, that, hey, in case it's not there in August when I come, I had to have you pick it up. This stuff I can wait till August, but I'm still very excited. I'll be going home with a lot of new car stuff. So I guess, I don't know if you saw yet, it seems to be from this post in the Parks blog that's in stores now. It looks like they have a set of pins. Now, it's not specified whether they're mystery pins. I think these are mystery pins. But they basically, they basically have a new kind of logo for Radiator Springs Racers. It's really cool.
It I saw that. Cup, it's cool.
Little Radiator Springs banners, right? And it says
I haven't seen it there, but I saw it on the blog.
These pins are great because they have it looks like a set of 8 pins with Lightning, Mater, Red, Ramon. Everybody's there. And I like Luigi and Guido because they have the little, they're like the fans, you know, that you see.
Well, that's what they look like in the ride.
Right, in the ride, exactly. So that's so cool that they imitate that with them. They have like kids stuff on this line. They have backpack, although I'd probably be getting that.
I was just going to say that.
They have a cool sculpted Radiator Springs Racers pin with this piston cup on it. It looks gorgeous.
So by sculpted, you mean 3D.
Right. Right. Instead of just being a flat pin, it actually comes out.
I assumed that, but I just wanted to clarify.
I don't know. Would I look weird wearing a headband ears? Yeah.
I think
it's
so.
It's a little girly. Maybe. It's a little girly.
I know. I'm kidding here, but kind of.
He's not kidding.
They have the ears headband. I say I wish this was the actual Mickey hat, but they have the ear. They have the headband.
No, you know what? You could probably wear this. It's not like there's a bow.
I know, but it's checkered ears, and then it has like a car, Raider Springs Racers car on top of the piston.
It has a car.
I mean, you can buy it, Nick.
It is lightning. I guess.
I was gonna say I thought it was lightning.
Yeah, it honestly doesn't look that great from the photo. So I'd like to see it, but it looks pretty.
I saw it there. It looks cute.
Oh really? Oh okay.
Yeah. I thought I had been there for a while. I would have sent you a photo.
Interesting. All right. Well, it looks adorable. I love it. Some really cool like men's tees and stuff. The long sleeve stuff with that new logo and hats and everything. Raider Springs Racing.
I know. You might need this duffel bag too, Nick.
Oh, I'm definitely getting the duffel bag. Are you kidding me? Look at that. And I think that's a pin book too with the Raider Springs Racers.
Oh my God. Well, we definitely
I don't need that, but I need that duffel bag with the Raider Springs logo. I love the new logo with the Piston Cup.
Yeah, it's cool.
And then some female gear as well. I love Raider Springs Racers. Like it. And then some kids stuff as well with Lightning in 95. All good. Love seeing an update to the merch. Decorative hand sanitizers. Do we really need these? There's like a big
okay. Let me tell you something.
Hand sanitizers don't even work. Let me tell you something.
Let me explain. There's some weird phenomenon in this world where everyone goes to Bath and Body Works and buys the like $5 for $5 hand sanitizers, and then buys this little like obnoxious keychain. They have like owls and fish and stars and hearts, and like they're big and they're obnoxious, and people hang them on the sides of their purse.
No,
and I'm like, put that in. I swear,
this is a
I'm
thing?
Like, put this inside your purse. Like, I don't want to see that you're trying to clean your hands. Like, are you telling me you're dirty? So you have to have it on the outside of your purse so you don't forget to wash your hands. Like, I don't know. I think it's weird that people hang them on their purses, but people do it. It's a thing. Like, people do it. I carry hand sanitizer, but I don't need to advertise it on the side of my purse. Now, I might advertise it on the side of my purse if it had Elsa on it.
Let the germs go.
Please clip it on the inside of my purse and then have it for personal use, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll definitely be buying these. Not all of them, but just one or two.
Ariel?
You know, I don't know. I'm like very against Ariel in this turquoise dress because she never wore it in the movie. It's kind of like a Disney Parks made-up dress.
Yeah.
So I'm very against merchandise with Ariel in this turquoise dress. So I honestly will probably get the mini one and maybe the Elsa one.
Mm-hmm.
Like the mini bow one, because it has a big jewel on it.
They have a ton of them. I guess they're shown up in late June, early July to Disney parks. I didn't know this was a thing. I didn't know.
Oh, it's a thing.
Yeah. So they have a lot of different ones. Goofy, Donald, Minnie, Stitch, Anna, Elsa, the Castle Belle, all the princesses, Halloween ones, Christmas ones, castle ones, monorails, you name it. They got
Angry Donald.
Star Wars, R2-D2, and Darth Vader. This is just nuts. So
it's literally crazy.
Huh?
Is there an Iron Man one?
I'm sure it's coming. Well, now obviously I'll need like a Halloween hand sanitizer.
Freaking Universal Studios, man. They ruin all the fun.
I know.
So
I don't want to talk about it.
Carry on.
Some new limited time t-shirts at thedisneystore.com. These are pretty exciting. I really love one of them. I'm a big fan of the electrical water pageant at the Walt Disney World. I love that as a kid. That's an original thing. It's been there since 71. It hasn't changed since. And I'm just like, I was astounded by that. I loved it as a kid. I would sit there and watch it out in the lake, and I love it to this day.
Such a random show.
It is, but it's fun. It's entertaining for park guests waiting for monorails, taking boats.
Is it?
Things. Yes. Are you serious?
I always thought it was so weird. I'm like, what in the hell is floating in the water and lighting up, like trying to be the electrical parade?
Get the sea
serpents. I used to get so freaked out by it. Yeah, it's so weird. Like, who wants to see a sea serpent?
The jumping dolphins, the octopus, King Triton.
So ghetto.
American
flag. It's kind of ghetto.
No, it's really
King Triton?
Yes, he's there.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He has the seahorses. He's holding the thing and going on the seahorses.
It's not King Triton.
It is.
No, it's not.
Who is it? Triton?
Maybe.
It's just Triton. Right.
No, I think it's. I don't like it.
What's the sea god with the trident? Isn't it trident?
The sea god. You mean Poseidon?
Poseidon. Thank you. Sorry. You're right.
The sea god.
It's Poseidon. Anyway, it's a cool T-shirt. You can get men's, women's, kids. There's also There's also that's for Walt Disney World, basically. It has the Walt Disney World old school logo on it. It looks great. And then you have the Disneyland version, which is the Main Street Electrical Parade. It says Disneyland on it.
Even though we don't have it.
We don't have it anymore.
I know.
Well, have you seen these t-shirts? I mean, they do a lot of past attractions, too. Like, they had, if you had wings.
Yeah, I know. They're cool.
Yeah. So the way they do it, limited time only. So it's there for a specific date. These went on sale June 8th. They're there to June 14th. You go to DisneyStore.com, search for them, find them. And then they print as many as they sell. So they don't
sell out.
Which
is smart.
Right. So they don't sell out. You don't have to worry about getting there in time and your size selling out. They'll print what they make. You just got to get there in time as far as the date goes. $27.95 or two for $44.
It's kind of pricey, isn't it, for a t-shirt?
Not really. It's the price of Marvel Collector Core.
Well, I mean, I spend way more money than that on everything I wear, but I mean,
The park, you buy that shirt in the park, it's like $32.99.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's just the price of like four Dole Whips. it's the price of three turkey legs.
Ew, don't tell me you eat turkey legs, Nick.
Bought me a turkey leg.
I did buy Brent's turkey leg, though.
It's the price of 2.5 hand sanitizers.
I am all about a hand. I'm not hanging it on my purse, though.
Hanging on your
keys. But it's a thing. Wait, you'll see. Start noticing it. Look at purses, and like everyone has them on the outside of their purse. At least these are cute.
I'll look for them. Now I'll find.
Hand sanitizer doesn't do anything, and it feels weird.
Once I know about them, I will see them everywhere.
You'll see them.
That's what happened.
Like, oh, my God.
And that's what happened with this Disney Vans line of merchandise. I guess Vance has done some Disney stuff before, but they've just released, like, in the past week or so, all this new
Disney stuff Friday.
But everybody already has it. I'm walking around Disney World this weekend. Everybody has the backpacks.
Because it came out Friday.
It's insane. Everyone's,
yeah, I know.
So there's some really, really cool styles here. If you go to Vans.com, just search for Disney, you'll get it all. So they have a Mickey Mouse print, and they do all this in like shoes, shirts, and backpacks and all this stuff. And socks, too. They have like a Mickey and Friends one with Goofy, Donald, Pluto. Goofy, Donald, Mickey, and Pluto.
Ariel.
Do they have an Ariel one?
Yeah, Nick, you didn't even let me tell you everything I bought.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even see this one. They have Belle. They have princesses. I didn't even see
that.
Yeah,
hello.
All right, so what'd you get? Is there a Vans store?
Yeah, of course.
Like, so there's an actual store in the mall, like Vans.
Well, the Vans warehouse is like four blocks from my house.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Well, I mean, I didn't go there, but like, it's literally like there's tons of Vans stores around my house.
Oh, okay.
It's based in California. I got the princess high tops. Mm-hmm. I got the princess low tops because, I mean, obviously you can never have too many pairs of princess shoes. I got the Little Mermaid shoes.
I'm trying to find the Little Mermaid ones.
I love high tops.
They're so cute.
Oh, there they are. Oh, my goodness.
And I got Parker a matching pair for her birthday.
What are canoodles?
I have no idea. Those and like I bought socks. The Minnie Mouse slip-ons.
Those Ariel shoes are amazing. They have little hidden Mickey bubbles.
Stop. I know, Nick.
It looks like, oh, man, those are adorable. Good job, Zara.
I know. They're so epic. I bought that. And then I bought a Little Mermaid sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I bought a Mickey Mouse sweatshirt. That's for men, but I liked it anyway, so I bought it. And then I bought this like baseball tee, and it says original, and it has the three original princesses on it, Snow White, Cinderella, and Aurora. Yeah. Super cute. And I think that's all. Oh, and some socks.
It looks like a canoodle looks like a low cut sock, so you can't see you're actually wearing socks.
Oh, I bought those. I said socks.
Yeah, you did. Well, because they have the totally like pull up over.
Well, because they're cut to fit the shoe.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'm looking at the Donald stuff. Like, it's amazing. It's an angry Donald print.
Mm-hmm. It's pissed Donald. I love it.
It looks so amazing. And they have an old school backpack with it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the backpack. Did you say you got the backpack too?
I got it for Tyler, yeah.
Yeah. Is it good? Is it cool?
It's really nice. Cool. I got it for him to take to work. Yeah.
It looks so good. It looks so amazing. Mm-hmm. And the Donald print, it's all blue. The shoes look great. I don't know about the hat, but I'd wear the shirt.
There's a Donald button up that I got Tyler too, which is
really
cool.
The button down looks amazing with the Donald.
I like the backpacks.
It's all great. I love how it has like the swears, you know. So it's like it's basically Zoe on the last podcast.
Ha 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 ha.
We made a shirt representation of Zoe at the last podcast. So anyway, Disney fan stuff looks absolutely amazing.
Yes.
All right, so you ready to play our game for the week?
No.
All right, this week.
Do you like his enthusiasm?
This is going to test. Not that she actually has necessary knowledge of this, but maybe by process of elimination.
Wait, knowledge of what? I don't even know what this
she'll
is.
Be able to. This is a new game we're debuting here.
Oh my
on the
god!
Jedi Hero and Princess podcast. It's called Jedi Knight or Asian Country Leader.
What?
Yes. Yes. So you have to tell me. I'm going to give you a name. I have 10 of them listed here.
Okay.
And you're going to have to tell me if this person is a Jedi Knight in the Star Wars universe or if they are a leader of an Asian country.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
All right. Najib Razak.
Oh my God.
That is the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
Don't care.
Kim Jong-un.
Okay, no, he's not from Star Wars.
All right, do you know what country he is from?
No, but they make fun of him in the South Park.
You got that
movie.
One, though. He's the leader of North Korea. Good job.
Yeah, whatever.
Z.
Wasn't that what that interview movie was about?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Carry on.
Z. Jinping.
Okay, he has to be from Star Wars then.
No.
He's none the leader. Of them are from Star Wars?
He's the leader of China.
Oh my God.
Well, I would assume that you would
Zoe needs to go to Epcot right now and go to the World
right?
Showcase.
Get some culture, Zoe. All right, here we go. Mace Windu. Can't look it up.
I'm not looking it up. My computer is shut. You told me I didn't need it.
Mace Windu.
I'm going to guess Star Wars because I have no other
one. Yes!
I feel like every single other one.
Played by Samuel L. Jackson in the prequels.
Cool. Oh, so he has a purple light up thing.
Yes.
I remember actually a picture of Samuel L. Jackson in that outfit.
Ayla Secura.
Who?
Ayla Secura.
Oh my god, this is a horrible game.
This is an amazing game.
Leader.
Nope, it's a Jedi Knight. Chumali Sayosan.
Star Wars.
Nope, the leader of Laos. He's not doing so good. Kit Fisto.
Star Wars.
Yes! Truong Tan Seng.
Oh my god. I don't know. Leader.
Leader of Vietnam!
That's what I was thinking.
All right,
let's
look.
Go!
You have 4 correct.
Woohoo!
You have 4 correct, and you have 2 left. So you could you could get better than 50-50. Let's see what you
I
have.
Could.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Excuse me?
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Not Star Wars?
Oh, no. Jedi Knight. He trained Obi-Wan Kenobi. Played by what's his name? Liam Neeson. Yeah. All right. Here's the last one. You could still get 50-50. That'd be pretty
impressive.
I'm glad
that you guys find so much joy in having me not understand this.
This will be pretty impressive. Jedi or leader of an Asian country? Plo Koon.
Whoever comes up with these names, either their parents or the people that wrote these Star Wars movies, are out of their minds.
A lot writing on this one. Plo Koon.
I'm going to just say not Star Wars.
Oh, man. He is Star Wars. It's a Jedi Knight. You got 6 wrong, 4 correct.
Sounds about right since I've never seen any of the movies.
Glad you knew Kim Jong-un. That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Mace Windu was good.
That was impressive. The purple lightsaber.
It's purple, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That should get me a bonus point.
So when Samuel L. Jackson was cast, he says, yes, I'll do it, but I get a purple lightsaber because no one else has a purple lightsaber. And so they gave it to him.
I want a pink lightsaber.
Jedi Master Mace Windu. Okay. Pretty good job. 4 out of 10 correct. Not too bad. All right, now in this section of the show, we're going to give you a quick rundown of the pins and Vinylmation collectibles coming out within the next couple of weeks. Start with June 11th, the Inside Out film opening pin comes out, edition size 3,000, and that will be on both coasts. We have a Disneyland exclusive, Disneyland Mechanical Kingdom quarterly collection pin, the second release out of four. It's an edition size of 2,000. That's on June 11th as well. Then moving on to June 18th, the next in the Disneyland 60th Diamond Collection pin, the Countdown Collection. This one's insane. The edition size 3,000. Good luck, folks, getting that.
Zoe, please go and take more videos.
I will. I'm just going to go laugh at all the people online with their wristbands.
Those releases,
that's totally fun.
They must still be amazing. They must still be insane.
I don't understand how people can put that much effort in. I don't know. I tried, and it was just, I can't do it.
June 18th, the Walt Disney World exclusive, the next in the Gen Aeration D Countdown series. This one featuring Carl and Ellie from Up. Edition size 500 on that one. Only available at Downtown Disney, not inside the parks. June 18th at Walt Disney World is the Pocahontas 20th anniversary pin, edition size 2000. That same pin will come out on June 25th at Disneyland.
And can't believe Pocahontas is 20 years old. That's crazy.
I was literally just going to say, I remember going to see Pocahontas in the theater.
I know.
Me too.
It's insane. Toy Story, I think, is, yeah, it's 20 years old this year as well.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yep. I know, right? Fourth of July. This pin will come out in both coasts, June 25th. The 4th of July pin, I think this one's adorable. It's Carl and Ellie from Up, where Carl's buying some balloons from Ellie at the zoo, and they're all like red, white, and blue American flag balloons.
Who said it was at the zoo?
Well, that's where it happens in the film.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in her little zoo getup, the little safari getup.
Okay. I was like, I don't see the animals.
Yeah. Edition size 3,500. Deductive reasoning, Zoe. Deductive reasoning.
Well, to be honest, I've only seen that movie once because I cried so much I can never watch it again.
The studio store in Hollywood, otherwise known as the Soda Fountain Store. Friday, June 19th is the Inside Out series of pins, and they look absolutely
incredible. They look so good. Will you be picking those up, Nick?
I really, really want them. I really especially want the kind of poster-looking one with the emotions inside the silhouette of the girl's head.
I like the marquee.
The marquee is really cool because it has all the characters. And even the sadness one's really neat. I bet you that would be
I'll tell you. Soda Fountain was on their game with the Tomorrowland pins.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They came out well. And over in Paris, just wanted to bring this up because we have a lot of Frozen stuff coming out there. And an interesting one on the 27th of June, they have that same Inside Out poster pin, but it's called Vice Versa over there in France. Kind of interesting.
But oh my gosh, how cute are these?
Yeah, some Frozen Fever pins coming out.
Can someone please get me that Avengers A logo pin in Paris?
You don't need that
somebody.
One. It's identical to the one released here. Identical.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Well, then I have one that you haven't seen yet.
I want a Frozen Fever.
Then I have one that you haven't seen yet, Brent.
Really?
Because I got that one. Yeah. I got it. It'll be in your package being sent soon.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you have, I know, right?
Well, then
do you have
someone
Frozen Fever pins for me, Nick?
No, I need these though. I'm gonna get my Paris hookup and try to get these for us. They're all open edition. So
Nick,
what's up?
Can your Paris hookup get me the Spider-Man pin, please?
I've been trying. I honestly tried a few times. You know how pathetic I am now.
It's okay. I just appreciate the trying.
Yeah, it's okay.
He's crying. They should put Olaf at Blizzard Beach.
What's that? They should put Olaf? Oh, my goodness. That's perfect.
I'm just saying.
They have Teen Beach Party 2 going on at Typhoon Lagoon.
You see, that's like so boring.
What was Teen Beach Party 1? what is Teen Beach Party?
It's the new high school
musical. It's
like
musical. High School Musical for like kids now. Yeah.
Actually, I want to hear Zoe explain what it is because hearing the words Teen Beach Party come out of Nick's mouth are really, really weird.
Oh my god. Moving on.
AKA something creepy Nick goes to on a daily basis.
Oh, stop, please.
Oh my gosh,
stop.
We're done.
Some Vinylmation release.
I thought we were trying to keep it PG.
Chopper and Zeb from Star Wars Rebels were released back on June the 5th. Look really great. Edition size 2500, $29.95. And we now find out that the Inquisitor from Star Wars Rebels will be released this week on June 12th. at Disney's Hollywood Studios. I guess at D Streets. I guess this is a D Street. From what I understand, this is a D Streets release, not necessarily a Star Wars Weekends release. But
Star Wars Weekends are over.
No, there's one more weekend, the Star Wars Weekends.
Oh, interesting.
But I'm not sure if this is a Star Wars Weekends release. We're still looking to see if we get the Gonk Droid and Jawa. We'll see what happens. But another Vinylmation news. This new Mike from Monsters, Inc. and Minnie Mouse figures, kind of generic-looking figures of the characters, were released as open edition, open window figures under the Theme Park Favorites line. In fact, on the back of their heads has the Theme Park Favorites logo stamp. It's really weird. Theme Park Favorites was always like a generic, just, kind of souvenir for the casual collector. And that's what these seem to be. It's just weird that they did specific characters. Don't really know where they're going here.
Yeah, John Hensemeyer did these. Yeah. I kind of like just the ordinary look to them, though. We don't really see those that often. Like, if they did an Oswald one like this, I'd be all over
it.
Yeah,
no, the artwork is good. The artwork is good. I just don't understand what they're thinking.
The Mini is so cute. We don't have any regular Minis on the new platform.
Exactly. It's super cute.
Yeah. I just don't know what their thinking is. Like, I'd love to know what their overall thinking is. Put them in an animation series. I mean,
I thought we were getting away from these open windows also. Weird.
So, I don't know.
We'll have more about that in the next edition of Destination Vinylmation, which is the other podcast Brent and I do. 200th episode coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll be recording that next week. MC, my original co-host, has agreed to be part of the show. We'll have more on this news and some other fun stuff, so stay tuned for that. But now it's time for the final dramatic reading by Brent of a real comment left about the Frozen attraction on the Disney Parks blog.
Sure, Norway doesn't own the pavilion any longer. That doesn't mean it should be transferred from nonfiction to fiction. Frozen may have been a blockbuster, but it's still a fairy tale and should not be placed in the World Showcase. That's all. I mean, now keep in mind, I mean, you're talking about magic and fairy tales. Wasn't a troll in there before?
It was. It sent us back over the falls.
I've never seen a troll before. I guess this person has. I don't know.
Absolutely amazing. Oh, I love you guys there in the Disney blogging community.
No, this one's great. I kind of want to read the whole thing, but it's really long.
Go for it.
So I kind of want to just pick the whole thing.
Go for it. Yeah. Whatever your favorite parts, whatever.
Okay. Hi, Scott from Illinois. This is what he had to say.
Sorry, Scott.
I can't believe how much hate this ride is getting. It's Frozen. Everyone loves Frozen. So what if it's not based on a real country? Why is that a first? Like, Morocco is even a real country. It was just made up so that Moroccan had a place to play. So what if there will seemingly not be much of Norway left in the pavilion? Princesses are real, you guys. I saw that one was just born in London, and that's Europe, and all of Europe is the same thing anyways. So what if the story of this attraction seems to not be a real story and instead just a ride past our favorite characters? Who rides for stories anyways? If I want a story, I'll turn on the Reading Rainbow. So what if an expansion pad is being turned into a giant meet and greet? Meet and greets are just the interactive cosplay attraction of the future, allowing fans to interact with franchise characters and build their bond with the brands they loved. Why doesn't everyone just let it go, all you haters? Thaw your frozen heart. For the first time in forever, Disney is tearing down an existing attraction to build a new one. Maelstrom was always a bit of a fixer-upper anyways.
Nah,
this place is going to be a madhouse. And who doesn't want to build a snowman in summer? Look deep inside and think about the new ride and realize that reindeers are better than people. I, for one, cannot wait for this attraction to finish, and I can prove that love is an open door to the new Frozen Ever After ride.
Oh,
boom.
You win, Scott. That's a
impressive.
Good one.
Impressive. Right? We better find him and get him on this podcast next week.
Shout out to Scott.
Very. I'm going to look for more Scott comments on the Disney Parks blog. All right, it's time for a segment we're going to end every podcast from this show out with. And it is called Most Embarrassing Thing We Did Since the Last Show.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
And in a random selection, I chose Zoe to go first.
That's not random. Well, I kind of did two things because I stayed up until 1:30 in the morning refreshing the DisneyStore.com to buy me and Annie Inside Out Tsum Tsum, so I wouldn't have to go to the Disney store and wait in line with all the people. So I stayed up pretty late, refreshing, so I could get those and not have to deal with the crazy people at the stores buying them all.
Yeah.
And also, I stayed up until like 12:30 to buy the Disney Vans when they went up on the website because I thought they would sell out. And I bought all the shoes online, and then I went to the store the next morning and bought all the clothes. So,
Brent, your turn.
Mine's bad.
Yeah.
All right, so my another love that I have that doesn't, I guess, fall under this umbrella of a podcast is Nintendo. And I've been fortunate enough to live near the mecca of Nintendo, which is the Nintendo World Store in Rockefeller Center. So they get all the like exclusive merchandise there. It's pretty much D Street, but for Nintendo.
Mm.
And it's the only store in the country that Nintendo like owns. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
So they just released a game like 2 weeks ago. It's called Splatoon. It's basically Nintendo's first like, shooter game pretty much. But instead of like killing people, you play as like a squid and you shoot ink at people. It's like all kid friendly and it looks awesome. So they did a pep rally in the middle of Times Square. You had to dress in either all blue or all orange. And no one kind of knew what it was. So me and my friend went, we dressed in all blue. And what they did was they put you in teams based on your color. So it was like kind of blue versus orange. And they gave us these like squid hats. And they wanted us to like start cheering at each other. And me, I went to summer camp my whole life and I was a color war leader. So I started screaming at the top of my lungs like blue team color war cheers. And like people started really getting into it. And it was like all over Nintendo's Twitter feed. It's so embarrassing.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, and we got these like giant squid hats, and I'll post a picture of me wearing it on the in the group after this podcast airs.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, no, that definitely.
I think that takes the cake.
Yeah, I definitely won this, unless Nick can top it.
No. All I admit is that I watch the Pretty Little Liars and Teen Beach Movie on this.
Oh, but you actually watched?
Did I not admit that one yet? Yes.
Oh my god.
Nick, I haven't even seen Teen Beach anything. Oh, Nick.
Teen Beach Movie, Nick.
I still think Brent wins.
I think Nick wins.
I don't want to win this.
Yeah,
I didn't do anything.
I thought for sure I was going to have a slam dunk win.
Are you guys saying I win?
I don't know. This is the Teen Beach Movie is a wild card. We should let the listeners vote on the Facebook group.
Facebook have people vote. That's it for this week of the Jedi Hero Princess podcast. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you all in 2 weeks.
I'm always waiting for you to be like, keep on collecting.
Yeah, we need something to close this out.
I don't know. I'll think of something.